This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We go all the way until 7 o'clock, and then it'll be the Get Right with Reggie and KG taking over 7 to 11 tonight. I do want to mention the Brew Crew Tour rolls on. It's in Mansfield right now at the Tap House 16. Choppy and Troy are going to be there. You just heard them. They have the one-of-a-kind 2022 Brew Crew pint glasses with them, so swing on by the Fan's Brew Crew Tour in Mansfield at the Tap House 16. It continues for the next 2 hours. So cut on out early. Go have yourself a time. TruckWreck.com fan text is open. And if you have thoughts on what you're looking forward to watching for the Mavs, what's still of interest, even though they don't have a pick tonight, I have four ideas for you. We can talk about those, but we want your thoughts as well. So at 877-881-1053, go ahead and text in. You're 1 hour from the 6 o'clock sound off. If you would like to save your thoughts and call-ins. That's coming up at 6, okay? I am excited for the draft, though, because the idea of what might happen, there's only like 2 weeks the entire year where you can anticipate the possibility of big moves coming down the pike. It is around the NBA trade deadline and then the week between the draft and the first 48 hours or so of free agency. And certainly, as we found out last week, any other time things can happen. But right now, teams are shifting gears and futures are being decided, and they're more fluid than ever. So let's see the Mavs get in there and shake this thing up even more and maybe even figure out a way to become the favorite. Now, coming up at 5:20, as we talk about what's been breaking, there's a couple of storylines out of Brooklyn this afternoon, and we'll reset those for you coming up in 20 minutes. That might totally reshape what you think is possible with the Mavericks. And you might be really interested to hear who is on Kyrie Irving's list of teams that he would like to be traded to if the Nets aren't going to give him the max contract that he so desires. Okay, 214 says, Gavin, tonight is the NBA draft, not the NFL draft. Yeah, I had NFL on my mind there as I threw that tease out there to conclude the last hour.
I was getting excited about that, yeah.
You said NFL?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You're such a football guy, Dawson.
Yeah, I was ready. No, I was ready to relive it, yeah.
No one slings the pill and totes the rock quite like the general Gavin Dawson.
That's facts right there. It's the supplemental draft, right, that we're talking about here.
All the kids that didn't know it, but now know it. I had to answer a Twitter question this morning because somebody asked me about the supplemental draft. And I reached out.
Freaking nerds.
And then one of the scouts goes, please tell me none of these players. No, he goes, we're all on vacation right now, and no players have submitted names. So they're all hoping.
Really?
Yeah, they're hoping.
Extra vacation they're week, baby.
They are hopeful that they don't have to work a supplemental draft. Yeah.
Okay, 512 says, I just got off work, about to go hang in Mansfield. Do they have any glasses left? If so, save me one. I just heard them in the live spot, Choppy, and Choppy said there's plenty remaining. Yeah. So there's 1 hour down, two to go. I'd say you have at least another 30 minutes to get over there and get you one of those. Okay, text in the number one thing you're hoping to see for the Mavs over the next week. I think, you know, number one, the Christian Wood trade's going to become official. That's a small thing. It's cool. It's kind of old news. But you are going to get an opportunity to hear him talk. There will be a press conference. You'll hear the organization talk about it. And you'll get a bunch of the national opinions tonight on the draft show as far as what does the Christian Wood acquisition mean? Brian, I know you've been talking with your Mav sources. I know you can flesh this story a little bit out more for us. But exactly how good could the Christian Wood signing be for the Mavericks? And we're going to start to hear what they have in mind as far as plans. What have you uncovered so far, Brian?
Yeah, you know, and again, I have some guys, several guys over at the Mavs that have been more than gracious with their time to reach out with me and try and educate me on some of the stuff. And you know, I just asked about Christian Wood, and I said, hey, can you tell me a little bit about where you see him going here? And, you know, my guy said, you know, they think this is a great opportunity for him. They feel that he could build and change some of the habits. I mean, people were talking about some of the habits, the bad habits that maybe he had with the Rockets. But
kind of space it out on defense because
they
were getting blown out again.
Exactly. You know,
all teams do this, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, you see how pathetic the Mavs play defense in games that they went down 15 points or more.
Uh-huh.
And we ripped them for it. Can you imagine that happening over an entire season and how your defense might look different if suddenly you got to drop into a situation where you're tied at three going into a game seven?
Well, they were, you know, you're absolutely right about that. The thing that they were really excited about was that they had that Christian Wood has been telling people that he's expressed a desire not to be just a talented losing player, but start being a winning player is what he wanted to be.
He's done so much losing. He's never been on a team that's won more than 33 games.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, that's miserable life for 7 years. You're just losing. Like that's a tough deal.
Yeah, and you know the more things that they were talking about is that the way he takes coaching. You know, he wants to be coached. He wants to be better. You know, he knows he needs to work on parts of his game to be more successful.
That's tough.
He knows he's really good on offense. Individually on offense, he's got the skill. But defensively, he wants to be better. And, you know, their thought about it at the Mavs is he seems to be ready, receptive to the ideas about taking on that role of being a better defensive player. But I really liked what my Mavs guys were telling me about him wanting to be a winner, him wanting to do whatever it takes to be a winner. And I think that's encouraging.
You know, at 27, 28 years old, if you've had a tremendous amount of success, it's easy to be like, I got this figured out. I'm here to be the man. You're welcome. Christian Wood is here. I saw you guys getting owned in the paint. I'm going to score. I'm going to rebound.
Mm-hmm.
But to be coming in and saying, at least internally, these aren't public comments. These are Brian's sources.
Yeah.
You know, to talk about how you want to grow. That's huge right there. That you're definitely getting started off on the right foot.
Yeah, and you got to think this is a refreshing thing for him because it's like, wow, finally I get to go to a place where they are doing some considerable winning. This is a team that was in the Final Four here of these NBA playoffs. This is a chance for you to go play alongside Luka in a contract year where, hey, I can make myself some money and I can get put into an environment now that just by the nature of winning is going to be so much more fun than anything I've really been used to in the entire 7 years that I've been in the NBA. Like, what a refreshing feeling this must be for him to be like, okay, I get a chance to go not only earn more money for myself in a contract year, but I can actually do some winning. I don't have to be just the guy dribbling and putting up numbers on a team that's losing left and right. This should be reinvigorating for him.
I absolutely will. In a contract year, you know, you're now talking to your agent like, you can't let this opportunity slip by. We don't know when we can get to another winning environment than this. And what a blessing to have Sean Sweeney putting together an amazing defensive game plan for the team and figuring out ways to optimize what he does well, which is defend on the perimeter for his size, and maybe help him figure out how to use positioning and anticipation to get more block shots or maybe to be a better one-on-one defender in the paint.
Well, you know, and Sean was, and I just kind of was doing some more digging about this. Sean was with him in Detroit, so he knows the player pretty well. So I'm sure the Mavs had a really good insight to what made the player tick, you know, and at least have that relationship. It always helps when you're in the scouting department and, you know, you have a coach that was with a player. You know, it's a little bit easier to go out and make that deal when a coach like a Sean Sweeney, who we've all sung his praises, this is a coach, the Mavs are going to lose this guy one day.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's too good of a coach not to be on somebody's radar. He's already has some interview opportunities and stuff like that. I mean, he will have probably another great season with the Mavs, and then, you know, we'll see him working somebody else.
That gives me huge confidence about the defense for Christian Wood, because Sean Sweeney's the defensive mastermind for the Mavs right now. And so the fact that he's been with Wood, he's like, hey, I know what I can work with here. I understand his temperament. I understand what he's capable of. I know that I can get the most out of him. That is huge.
Yeah, big old green light for that, guys, and that's exciting. Brian, what's your take on the Manning commitment to UT? We'll get to that coming up in 10 minutes. Can we do that in 10 minutes?
Absolutely.
What's been breaking, because that is one of the stories that's been developing. We're going over right here the top things we're looking forward to in this NBA draft and going into free agency next week. Even though they've used up their pick, there's still plenty of very interesting storylines, including getting to know Christian Wood a little bit better. Yeah. We can hope the Mavs buy back into the second round.
Yeah.
Lots of picks reportedly for sale. And I'm all for it. You know, like get as many bodies, especially since you did the one trade already, the four or three for one. You have roster spots, and this might be another great opportunity to go out and try to find another guy like Jalen Brunson, who doesn't have the athletic profile of a guy that's going to dominate, but you know is a very, very good college player.
Yeah, I reached out again to some other MAB sources there, and you know, and Mike Bassick has been talking about this. By the way, Mike Bassick has done a great job. You know, the KNC Masterpiece, they did a great job of working on the draft. Even though the Mavs don't have a pick, you know, they've done a great job of at least talking about it, giving you names and stuff. But, yeah, I'm getting the vibe that if the Mavs, if there's somebody there that they can go get that falls into their profile, that they, you know, is a that Jason Kidd type of a player, that the Mavs are more than interested in going and making that happen. I didn't get the impression when I was wishing people good luck and all that, that they were – going to sit on their hands tonight and have turkey sandwiches and drink, you know, Diet Cokes. They were interested in following the draft, seeing which way it's going, and if the right guy happens to get in their range that they can go make a move, that they're more willing to do that.
Yeah. It would make a lot of sense because you just had a lot of guys leave in the Christian Wood trade, so you have some roster spots to kind of fill here, and you just saw the Lakers acquire an Orlando Magic pick a few hours ago, second-round pick. And it's basically, we're just buying that from you. We'll attach another second-round pick future into it, but we'll protect it so much that that'll probably end up not even happening anyways. And it's basically the Lakers just paying cash for a pick. And you say, okay, it's a second-round pick. This guy's not really going to help you right now. More than likely not. But I know what Baskey's...
A chance.
Right, but what Baskey's kind of looking at is, hey, can you get a guy that you can develop? Mm-hmm. Can you get one of these dudes that's a Jordan Poole that you wake up in 3 years and he's contributing to your team? That would go a long way. And he even spun it like the Nico Harrison angle of, like, how good would it be for Nico to say, hey, I can get ahead of this. I can see one of these 19-year-old guys who's not ready now, but let me go buy a second-round pick from somebody, and we'll stash, we'll G-League this guy or whatever. In a couple of years, we'll come back around. This will be a notch on my Nico Harrison belt here. I saw something that, hey, we developed this guy, and he can be a contributor in a couple of years.
Well, hopefully we see some of that tonight. It is often a big night of trades, as you just heard there from Giafalo. Huge pieces could move. The Mavs' main pieces. Now, I don't know if you've been able to dig around on this, Brian, but I think you're looking to trade Bertans, THJ, and Dwight Powell, any combination of that for one player who's better than any of them. And that might be too much of an ask. It really might. And I'd be interested in, I have Jalen Brunson out there. Brunson's dangling. We're talking with people tonight about Brunson. Maybe we want to do a sign and trade next week when free agency opens up. But I'm looking for like perennial all-star. You know, so I'm shopping on two different ways if I'm the Mavs trade guys right now. You can have our overpriced veterans, or you could have Jalen Brunson if you're willing to kick us a perennial all-star.
Yeah, I have not got any names from anybody over there, but, you know, what you're talking about seems like something that Nico and that front office would be very interested in. If, you know, if you, hey, look at our roster. That's what you do. You tell these teams, hey, you look at our roster. If there's anybody you want to talk about, please ask us about it, and we'll try and figure something out.
Then the final thing that I'm looking forward to is really going to be next week, and the Mavericks mid-level exception. You know, it's about $6.3 million per year. Last year they got Bullock at 3 and 30. So you're trying to find a similar type of big hit for 3 and 18 or $3 and $19 million. Again, might be too much, but it's going to be exciting to at least know that we have one more, you know, kind of starter-ish caliber player that's going to come into the mix here in the next, 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, that's really, really nice. And it's nice to be in a position where you feel like it's really all you need. It's not like you have to go big, big whale hunting all the time. And like where the Mavs roster is right now, they've fortified it in a way where it's like, okay, now we're just trying to plug a little hole here, plug a little hole there. We don't have to go. I mean, it's fun to talk about Kyrie, KD, Bradley Beal, like all these big fish. But the Mavs have positioned themselves to say, we got a pretty dang formidable roster here. We feel great about the way our bench is. Let's go see if we can do something here in the offseason. And let's also not forget that the NBA trade deadline. It's not like, hey, once the season starts, it's done here. You still have another chance when the season gets going.
No,
go make
right.
make a trade before the postseason and whatnot.
Very exciting time. It just feels like the championship is there for the taking if they can make the right couple of moves.
Yeah.
Okay, we're far enough along in this segment. Let's just go ahead and break out of here. We have Bobby Belt coming up at 5:30. But coming up next, it's the Expressway, 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk. And we are going to start it off with everything that has been breaking throughout your broadcast afternoon right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time to kick off the Expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk right here on The Fan. Yes, sir. Zoom. We got Bobby Belt coming up in 10 minutes. Our Cowboys insider is going to get you caught up to speed on everything Cowboy related. But right here, it's what's been breaking and all the top stories that have been developing throughout your broadcast afternoon, condensed in about 10 minutes while we wait for Bobby. Segment's brought to you by the Cann Academies, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. You think there'll be less big company trucks on the road this summer because gas prices? Well, think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that will not settle for less. Frankel & Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com. That's truckwreck.com. I do want to say, what the crap, Cuban? Okay, we got the Lakers coming in here and buying a pick. The 35th overall pick from the Orlando Magic for cash monies. That's exactly what you're looking for. That's the perfect spot. Unless we find out that Cubes is holding off for pick 31 through 34 or he has something better in mind, I think that's missed opportunity number one. And I got to tell you what, if you want to get aggressive about getting back in, then that means don't let anybody outbid you. What was it, $2 million? $1.5 million? Be like, okay, here's an extra $100,000. Here's an extra $200,000. What do we got to do? You're a billionaire trying to win the championship. Newsflash, eventually the Lakers are going to reassemble into a superpower. And if that 35th pick that you're thinking, oh, well, just let them have it. If that turns out to be a player, then I think that's missed opportunity number one. I'm so sick and tired of these owners who are billionaires saying they will do anything when they clearly won't.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that there are other options on the table when it comes to buying back into the end of the first round or they're early in the second round. It looks like the Mavericks are are going to be interested in you know trying to get back into at least the 30s or so. So early in that second round. So that magic pick would have been a good one.
Yeah, it's a perfect one.
Maybe they got something else cooking up.
Maybe they got something else cooking. You're
hopefully,
right,
hopefully, I'll just back off. I got Mavs positivity right now because, I mean, Nico and these guys, they're doing it right. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to be a little bit patient. And then by midnight, nothing happens. Then I'm going to start mother bleeping them.
I think I should have given him more benefit of the doubt now.
No, you're okay.
Yeah,
you're
all right.
Okay. No, you're all right.
No, somebody's got to light a fire under him a little bit. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's good that you're doing it. Good cop, bad cop.
I just, you know, in talking to folks over there about it, they're, you know, not that they're going to give me every bit of their draft plans, but I asked them about trying to get back in because I know in our station, we, you know, that was something Mike Bacsik was really passionate about.
Yeah.
He's like, find a way. You know, Mike made a great point. There's these teams that have all this draft capital that are not going to make all these picks.
They can't put them on the roster.
Find a way to buy back in if you can. And I do believe that the Mavs would be very interested in buying back in, but I think they want to buy in if they know the player that they're going to get.
Okay. Okay. Maybe they want to see the draft fall to them.
That's what I think.
And then we could buy in here. Yeah. We don't want to buy in now without knowing.
We don't want to buy in
well,
now and pick somebody that they really don't want.
You do have an extra three roster spots. So I don't, but I get that point. That would make sense, Brian. Yeah. That kind of explains it. But shoot, make something happen. I'd rather just roll the dice on random player I could get at 35 than trying to wait that a first rounder slips in there. And then what if he's on the board tonight at 35 and you're like, well, we wanted to save a couple extra $100,000 so we let the Lakers have it. Sometimes you got to be willing to take big risks with millions of dollars. And I know they know that because they do it in a lot of other ways. Mavs are on the Kyrie Irving list. We got to get to the next story here in what's been breaking. As Kyrie gave the Nets a list of six teams that he would be willing to be traded to in a sign and trade. And the Mavericks were one of them. This comes on the heels of an earlier report that links Kyrie Irving to the Mavs from multiple executives saying the Mavericks would be one of the best fits for Kyrie Irving to end up to. I don't think it's a good fit for a variety of reasons. Everybody knows all of Kyrie Irving's baggage, so we don't have to, you know, go through it. But if you're the Mavs, under what circumstances would you want to trade for Kyrie Irving? If the Nets call you and say, hey, man, we're not going to do a long-term deal with him, but he's willing to accept a sign and trade to you, are you willing to do that and lock into 4 or 5 years of Irving that could just be an unbelievable saga?
God, no. No, I can't. It's tough because the talent is so so special with Kyrie, but we've seen it long enough now. We've seen this movie before. It's like, fool me once, okay. Fool me twice, all right.
Can't get fooled again.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're at like 3 or 4 times. It's just, it just does not seem like the right move. He's not the type of personality. And one of the things that the Mavs were so great at this year was just the general chemistry in the team and the way the egos aligned with each other and everything seemed really, really nice. Now you're throwing Christian Wood in there that we're all hopeful that personality will kind of fit right into the culture and it'll be seamless. But a Kyrie, man, that is just, that's too much.
Strong personality.
Yeah, it's a weird deal. Now, I can already get visions of him kind of walking around the AAC, saging the place.
I'd show up early to see
that a little bit.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I just think it's combustible. If you told me, hey, he's willing to just play out the one more year and we can give up kind of what we gave up in a Christian Wood kind of trade, and it's like, okay, sure, I'm not committing to Kyrie for more than at best a year, and even that is a little bit scary to me.
Yeah, there you go. You do the trade if we can just get him for 1 year.
Yeah.
Let's do a trial basis.
Opt in, and then we'll take you here. But that's part of the reason why he wants out of Brooklyn anyways, is because they don't seem to be overly willing to give him that extension.
Brian, would you give him Jalen Brunson for 1 year of Kyrie?
No.
You get Kyrie, no extension. Jalen Brunson's gone, though.
Don't you bleeping do it.
That's risky, isn't it?
That's way too risky. But, man, I mean, I love it.
But you're a risky guy.
I love it. I do. I think to me that, man, you immediately upgrade your team, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Talent-wise.
The ceiling goes through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, you. Okay, let me ask you guys this real quick. I know you're going to get to another topic here. Do you feel like the culture just in 1 year has switched enough that you could handle a guy like Kyrie Irving?
No, he's
too strong. He's going to do his own thing no matter what.
Okay, yeah. Then we're not.
It's going to be a bumpy ride. You're just hoping he's on the court in the finals.
If you ask me, if the Mavericks got in the playoffs again and had a decent little run, maybe they're not going to get to the championship round. But do you, if it was 2 years, second year end, and you kind of felt like things were moving smoothly, yeah, I think you would consider that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd start to consider it.
Because
yeah.
you're worried about, you built a culture after year one already that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know? And if you felt like that you could take that player on.
But Kyrie nukes things, man. I mean, even he couldn't, like, they can't even get him and KD.
Worse than Rondo? Like this. Nukes it worse than Rondo?
I think so.
I think so.
Really?
Now, the one thing here is what happens to KD if Kyrie decides he wants to sign it.
There we go. Let's be patient for that.
Now we're talking the right things.
That's certainly a guy that we would all want, I believe.
I'd slow play this thing.
Two things on this front. One, Eddie Gonzalez, who hosts the Et Cetera's podcast with Kevin Durant 1 hour ago, just tweeted out lots to discuss, hashtag the Et Cetera's, and there's a photo of the two of them together. So we might be getting a Kevin Durant podcast where spilling the beans on this here very, very soon. But the second thing is Woj. Was just on SportsCenter saying that, quote, he says, I'm told that Kevin Durant has not told the Nets that if Kyrie Irving leaves, that means he's going to ask for a trade. So he has not yet said, hey, if you botch this Kyrie thing, then I'm out too. He hasn't officially told the Nets that yet, according to Woj.
Okay, it's a hell of a story, though, you know, and that could potentially shake everything up. But, yeah, if you're KD, you want to see what they're getting back for Kyrie Irving and what else the roster looks like before you come up with any decision. By the way,
Ben Simmons there, right?
I don't think, you still have Simmons. I don't think Jalen Brunson for Kyrie can work at all because Brunson is technically a base year compensation player and it just gets all weird. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement when it comes to trades is too confusing to try to explain. Arch Manning commits to the great state of Texas and the University of Texas.
Congratulations.
Move to the SEC, paying off maybe?
Yeah.
Dude, the NIL. Are you kidding me? Texas has all the cheddar. And can you imagine what an Arch Manning's going to fetch when it comes to these NIL deals? It's going to be absolutely stupid.
Maybe $10 million a year, something like that. It feels different. Now, can we take it to the bank? Do you think he'll actually be the quarterback for the Longhorns in a year and a half time?
You know what? I kind of feel like, though, that to me, the Mannings are the type of people that if they're committed, they're going to stay in do what they have to do. I think if the one that we've seen, I said it earlier, I think if the one that leaves would be yours. I think he's the one that leaves. If all of a sudden that Arch comes in and has a good, you know, pre-camp and all that, and then Sarkisian has to make the decision, hey, we're going with. I mean, I'll be interested to see what happens this year at quarterback for Texas. You know, a lot will be dictated about with yours. If say he goes out there and he doesn't play well, then all of a sudden it's like
obvious at that
point. Then obviously then he's pushed to the side. We're moving on with Arch, and that's what we're going to do. That decision's real easy. I have the feeling the guy that's going to leave is Quinn Ewers again.
He's done that before.
I think he's going to leave again.
He becomes the next like Tate Martell, or he's just bouncing from school to school a little bit. And Texas has quite a star-studded quarterback room now, because they have Hudson Card, who was the number two quarterback recruit from 2020.
Yeah,
Quinn Ewers, who you mentioned, number one quarterback recruit last year. Malik Murphy. Yep. Who's the number 12 quarterback recruit this year. And then, of course, next year they'll bring in the number one overall recruit in Arch Manning. So those are all
their destination.
Pretty crazy.
Rangers are off tonight, holding two wins in a row, beat up the Phillies pretty good. That was awesome. Salute to John Gray and Martin Perez.
Yeah.
Just outstanding. They traded Willie Calhoun to the Giants today for an outfielder, Steven Duggar, who is not a good hitter. 192, I think, on the year. And condolences to the family of the Goose. Tony Siragusa passed away at the age of 55. The cause of death not immediately available. But he was amazing for the Ravens during their 2000 Super Bowl run.
His father passed away at 48 of a heart attack, so probably some family history there.
Okay, we have a history of getting out and about and drinking. The 2022 Brew Crew Tour continues. You can go see Troy and Choppy there at the Tap House 16 in Mansfield for the next 28 minutes. You got a chance to go say hi as Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider, joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good evening, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Gosh, Tate Martell.
Yeah, I dropped that. How about that?
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Is this the best day as a Texas fan that you've had in a decade?
I mean, we've had some low points as Texas fans. I mean, just a couple days ago, for instance. But it's a great day. It's encouraging, but I'm also not like, I know the way high school kids kind of go and, you know, I'm opening my recruitment again. And
you think Arch will end up at Georgia? I thought all along.
He doesn't want the drama though. He's had a very low key recruiting. No, I think he wants to be over.
That's why they were talking about how did Virginia get in this thing?
Yeah.
Like Virginia was recruiting him, LSU was recruiting him. Everybody was trying to like slow play, low key down everything. But I mean, I don't know. He seems like to me, once he makes that commitment, I have a feeling he's going to be in Austin.
Now, like you say, you know, you feel like the Mannings that when they commit,
they're very, very committed.
As long as they can pick. Because if the Chargers are picking them, they are not going to be committed, and they're going to pitch
a fit.
That's
a very good point. That's a very good point.
That is interesting.
I still don't let go of that. I wasn't even a Chargers or a Giants fan, and that just annoyed me. And so I didn't like him the rest of his career after that.
That's a very good point that I didn't think about very well.
that was weird. You know, there are some indiscrepancies in the Manning family history that aren't dwelled upon too much. But, you know, I think my biggest thing with the Manning history at this point is because he's a Manning, do you think it's different than other recruits? Like, isn't this more of a sure thing because of the lineage, or is it not because he's the son of Cooper, not Peyton or Eli?
No, I do think that that's a fair point. Like, it's such a big recruitment process. Like, I don't think they want him to look flaky throughout this, and he knows how to be a pro. And look, they've shown, the Manning family has, that they're willing to go their own way. Peyton going to Tennessee was a big deal when Peyton committed to Tennessee. There were Archie Manning has talked about, they got death threats and phone calls from Ole Miss alum when he committed to Tennessee. And so they go their own way, and I think they're keenly aware of how much attention was on them for this. And so, yeah, I don't think he's necessarily going to be flaky. I'm expecting he'll be at Texas, but I'm also just not totally banking on it because I've seen way too many times them get commitments that then flip.
The 817 is saying his tight end committed to Texas also. I heard they were a package type deal. They're good buddies, and he throws it to them all the time.
Yeah, and those kind of connections matter. I mean, when Spencer Rattler just transferred to South Carolina, his tight end, Austin Stogner, who was from around here, went to Prestonwood. He immediately left Oklahoma too. And so, yeah, those matter. But I mean, I just think at that point it would be, if he decides to flip commitment, that would mean the tight end would then go with him.
Okay, what's on the top of your Cowboys mind tonight?
So I was just kind of doing some research earlier this evening and, you know, starting to write something. And, you know, we look at the talent acquisition that the Cowboys had this offseason, and it feels like there's a discrepancy here. You said goodbye to more talent than you brought in. And the Cowboys have argued this whole time, like, hey, look, we think we, you know, are better in certain culture areas, and we feel like we got some guys that you haven't. That was Dak's big argument. We've got some guys you just haven't gotten a chance to see them yet. You know, these rookies, and they're good players and things like that. And of course, they always believe in their ability to value buy. And so as I'm sitting here and kind of looking at it, I'm thinking back over these guys who have had breakout seasons for the Cowboys in recent years. Byron Jones in 2018 was a big one. You had Dalton Schultz in 2020. Last year it was Jayron Kearse. And if they're going to be better this year, if they're going to surpass what they did last year and actually potentially be a better football team, they're going to need, I think, three breakouts like that this year. Like, you can't just have a Jayron Kearse and be better. I think they're going to need multiple of those guys. So I started trying to think through, okay, who are some of these guys that they could have, and just, you know, talking through expectations with some people that I know with the team and how they think certain guys look. So I'm thinking of, like, who are the three best breakout candidates for me. So the first one I'm thinking, and not necessarily that they will boom, but James Washington is one. James Washington was a guy that they thought really highly of when he was coming out of Oklahoma State. And his whole push when he was coming out was he was supposed to be routes 7, 8, 9. He was posts, corners, go routes. I mean, he was a 4-5 speed type of guy, but he was a good route runner who knew little subtleties to be able to get open. He was really good on the back half of his 20 as opposed to the front half. And so when he gets ahead of steam, he's able to pick up some speed and separate downfield. And when he got to Pittsburgh, you saw some evidence of that his second year. I talked to some people in Pittsburgh who said that they were, you know, a few years back going, he's definitively better than Juju. He's a better football player than Juju. And they expected him to continue on. His sophomore season, he averaged almost 17 yards per reception. It was a real deep threat for them. And then it kind of tapered off the last couple of years. But You were dealing with
sort of that offense. Yeah. Yeah. Injured you were dealing with
Ben Roethlisberger's arm, which was just, I mean, 6 yards per attempt, basically. It just wasn't that offense anymore. Okay. I read something earlier, Sports Info Solutions. He had 44 targets last year. Sports Info Solutions said 28 of the 44 were considered catchable passes. So we're talking about a guy who, like, even on shorter routes, wasn't getting a lot of catchable footballs. So I think that there's a good chance for a bounce back here, and especially with Michael Gallup being out the first few games, because Michael Gallup is their deep ball guy. And so I think James Washington is going to function early on as that guy. Maybe he gets some momentum and continues to build on that. So that's one guy that I think is worth watching. The other is Malik Hooker. I think that Malik Hooker is going to get a lot of opportunity here. His big deal in Indianapolis was he was just never able to stay healthy. He was always getting hurt. When he was playing, he played well, and he showed the ball skills. Everybody was I remember Dane Brugler talking about when he was coming out of Ohio State that, like, Malik Hooker's going to lead the league in interceptions one day. Like, that was the thought because he's so good at
it. The range was incredible. When you saw him play either hash to hash, in college football, the hashes are so much wider. And then you also saw him play in the middle of the field. I remember some of those games where the ball would go, he'd be on the left hash and ball would go all the way to the sideline.
Yeah.
And he would be able to be over there and make the play as the ball was in the air.
Yeah,
I'd never seen a guy with ball skills like that as far as playing the ball in the air.
I love that pick because the Cowboys first brought him in last spring, wasn't healthy enough, comes back for training camp healthy enough. Trying to come back from an Achilles, though, we know year two is the year.
Year two is the year, and you saw evidence of the progression because the second half of the season, he played really well for the most part. And even still, coming off that Achilles, we talk about he had trouble staying healthy. He played last year was a career high in games played for him. He played in 15 games. That's the most he had ever done in his career. And so even coming off that Achilles, he still stayed healthier than he ever has, progressed really well in the second half of the season, and had a market outside of Dallas and wanted to come back here. And Dallas gave him a 2-year deal to come back here. So I think that's a guy that they think has a potential to boom a little bit, especially in a second year under Dan Quinn, second year removed from Achilles, like you say, and healthier. So that's two right there, veteran guys, James Washington, Malik Hooker. The other one, and I know you guys were talking about him recently, and this is more just about continuing a projection rather than, you know, putting something together that hasn't been there, and that's Oso Odighizuwa, because Oso Odighizuwa was so good early last season, and I think he just...
Rookie wall, maybe?
The rookie wall, I think, is what it is, and I think another year in an NFL, you know, offseason, getting that strength program and everything like that... you know, continuing in the classroom, people talk about he's a really hard worker, a really, you know, diligent student. I think he's somebody that you can comfortably project out and say, well, a lot of that last year was just rookie wall and things like that. He's going to continue to progress and he's going to continue to have a good year. And I think, you know, last year, actually, I had one of my friends, a player from around the league who does not play in Dallas. They were going to be playing Dallas in a couple weeks. And he texted me, he's a defensive lineman, and he said, who's 97?
Yeah.
I said, it's Oso Odighizuwa. It's their rookie. And he's like, that guy is a badass.
Yeah.
He's like, holy, because he was watching Dallas film and just happened to see him. Was like, that guy's going to be good. And so other players around the league were even taking notice of Oso Odighizuwa last year. So I think those are three guys that potentially could break out and provide that former Odighizuwa, James Washington, and Malik Hooker.
We got a podcast going off tomorrow, don't we?
Yes, we do. Love of the Star. It's we're going to be doing it twice a week during the offseason, then once the season starts. We'll be doing it 3 times a week, but it's in the Odyssey family. It's an Odyssey podcast, but you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts, and we'll be talking Cowboys with you regularly over there. Our first episode, we're going to be talking about taking some questions from listeners, and we also dove into some of the macro 10,000-foot view of you know, the Cowboys
really
right now
enjoyed
and
it,
some
man.
Of the discussion.
It'll
so,
be
yeah,
a lot of fun. Look forward to working with
good.
You on that. Yeah,
I'm very excited about it.
Final question, Bob, is the Mavs Oracle. We need to know draft tonight, free agency starting next week. Can we look forward to something of significance in the next few hours or 2 weeks?
Of significance, meaning like they just wrap up Brunson or something, probably. Okay. Like, I mean, that would just be kind of where I would go. No, no Kyrie, but like, I mean, I'm always down for a good time. You want to give me Kyrie? It won't be boring. I mean, whether it'll be good or not, it's not going to be boring. But no, I'd probably just, you know, lock up Brunson. Christian Wood is honestly more than I thought they were going to do heading into this offseason anyway. So I'm completely content with that.
Yeah, more than enough reason to be more optimistic about next year. Thank you so much, Bobby. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
I love you all.
He's a Cowboys insider and a must follow on Twitter, Bobby the Beaver Belt. Here we go. Time now. as it is every evening at this time, for LA Live with Lucius Alexander. We go into the Pimp Cup, LA.
Yeah, fellas. Let's find out which DFW zip codes are making the most money here around. Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have it. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Where them dollars at in the Metroplex? Where them dollars at? This is LA Live for June 23rd, 2022. Be safe on a Thursday, y'all. Be safe on a Thursday. I thought yesterday was actually Thursday, so I booked my... Yeah, I messed it all up. I was supposed to book a haircut appointment. Messed it all up. He's like, what happened? I was like, so dumb I can't even explain, bro. Don't even worry about it. Sorry, I'll be there on Saturday.
The random off day in the middle of your week will throw you off.
It threw me all the way off.
Yeah. A couple of times yesterday, I thought it was Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. That's what my wife kept telling me. That's what my wife kept telling me. She's like, is it Saturday?
Yeah. Question for the Tolos right here. We're thinking about the people trying to put food in your bellies, man. Gas prices is up. Food is up. Recession may be coming. We need some money-making ideas. Fantex, Tolos, how can you put $1,000 in your pocket a week? How can you put some money in your pocket? What is the ideas out here? We need to feed each other, man.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about money, where the monies are made in here in North Texas, got to feed each other.
Hitman?
I'm thinking about legal things because I don't have to pay... bails and
okay.
Bonds.
Yes, that would be that would be bad.
Even though Lucius does have people that you can go see.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some folks out here. Yeah, I think long T-shirts and Jordans. Hey, you want them to pop up on you. G-back of the day. We do it every day at 2:30. We got a Pops right here. Old man spending some game in the parking lot of a grocery store. He sees a young lady and basically lays out why he should be bagging her.
Marry you, because God knows I marry you. Look, baby, I get a pension check and a Social Security check. I'll bring them all and give to you. I swear. Come on, take me home, Rick. I do. Like, I don't blame the man. He could be in the house, I don't know. But I sure want somewhere bad. But like I said, I know it won't stand up. I damn sure...
No, nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah. Oh man!
You never know; those ladies—they like an older man.
Yeah,
might as well shoot your shot.
Yeah.
What else you got to do?
He said he can take his teeth out and be the scat man. I got you, lady.
Yeah, make you very popular around the nursing home with a move like that.
And you can tap these pockets. It's cool.
He's inviting anything you want, baby.
Yeah. Shoot. Before we get to the monies, if you see anybody on the fan text with money making ideas, please just shout them out. Just go. I don't care. So here we go for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Zac Efron to star in the new movie about the Von Erichs.
Oh, here we go.
How about it?
Is this going to be a major Hollywood production?
It's going to be a major Hollywood production. The movie is written and directed by Sean Durkin.
Okay.
It tells the story of the Von Erichs family, the whole dynasty, and there's no other details.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
I grew up during that era with the Von Erichs.
What?
Fritz. Yeah. Iron Claw. That was like down at the Sportatorium on a Saturday night.
I caught a lot of the tail end of it.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It was a different time in wrestling, that's for sure. Yeah. Flip garage sale items, says the 469.
Okay.
Get on your Gary Vee,
okay,
baby.
Okay.
If you know what to look for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you know what to
especially
look for.
Especially with eBay. Yeah. Gary Vee said if eBay had been around when he was in high school, he would have never gone to school because he would have just been so busy finding items and selling them online. Slang in the good.
Okay,
says the 972.
Okay.
Yeah. You can make $1,000 a week doing that?
You can, yeah.
I guess it depends where you are in the supply chain.
That's what clientele's doing, you know.
Yeah. If you get enough rich, dumb high school kids, you can make about $1,000 in a very, very quick moment.
What's an ounce, like 200? What are we doing? Anyway.
Yeah. I can get you for 180, Lush.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Let's see. 10 North Texas zip codes with the highest income, people. This right here is a website Stacker recently compiled a list of the highest earning zip codes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Let's see where we fall in here. Coming in at number 10, we got 75035 Frisco.
Oh, big money there. Yeah. The million-dollar mile, or is that the billion-dollar mile?
Medium household income is 134K, while approximately 66.1% of the households out there are making 100K or better.
That's a hell of a median right there, boys.
Living good in Frisco.
Yeah.
You probably need it with all the property taxes, you know?
Yeah. And shout out to the boys on Amazon. I stayed up to like 3:15 in the morning, and I'm getting washed right now. I'm starting to lose it. Yeah, it's time for me to go to sleep. But when I get to the house, I'm going to turn back on that.
You're going
to
turn it back on?
And I won't get my sleep that I need.
What's this all about again?
Superheroes, man. Yeah, but it's a flip on all the superhero stuff because I really don't like superhero movies. Yeah. I find it to be kind of corny.
Some of them,
you know what I mean? But this one has a real good plot, storyline. I'm addicted to it. I love it. Big fan of it.
All right. Thanks for the rec.
I just found it yesterday, but it's been out for a long time. So if anybody of you guys that talk to me every day and have you seen that show and you've never told me about it, you're dead to me.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like superheroes kind of gone rogue a little bit.
Yeah, it's great.
People love it, man.
I love it. Coming in at number 975182, Sunnyvale.
Let's go.
7-5-1-8-2.
Boom, boom, boom.
Did you not recognize that?
I did. Yeah, I did. I was trying to scan these texts for money-making opportunities.
Hell yeah, me too. I'm looking right at it. I'm trying to share it to the people. Somebody says, we teach swim lessons, I guess.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I moved into my house in Sunnyvale 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And at the time when you drove in, you know, the neighborhood's under construction, it says starting in the 300s.
Yeah.
Now it says some opportunities in the sixes.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Tell me about the American dream.
Hey, medium household income out there is 136K, while approximately 75.8% of the households earn 100K or greater.
Wow.
Wow. Jeez.
That's strong.
They have an amazing ISD as well. There's a new neighborhood going in. There is an extension of the neighborhood, but I think it's going to be like the last subdivision built out there.
Lucius, a lot of people are saying the hustle money just needs to be OnlyFans, man. Crushing on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, small percentage of girls make money on that OnlyFans. And you have to really, really be hustle. You can't be lazy. Like, I'm going to put just a little bit of stuff out here and think it's going to attract the masses. You got to hustle, girl.
You got to put that work in every single day.
Yeah.
Got to be dedicated to your craft.
Yep.
No shortcuts.
Number 876226, Argyle stand up.
Ooh, yeah.
Coming in at number 8, 138K is the median, and approximately 67 households earn 100K or greater. Wow. Mm.
Some nice cribs out there, boys.
Mm. That's out there, Fort Worth area?
Towards the track.
Denton County.
By Choppy North.
Texas Motor Speedway area.
Yeah, there you that go. Direction. Okay. Yeah, okay. Probably one of the richest dudes I know has got a nice crib over there.
Okay.
It's a nice spot.
Okay. Coming in at number 7, my people Keller.
Hey.
Tarrant County stand up.
Okay.
The median income out there is 138K. Approximately 64.5 households are making 100K or better.
More money.
Yeah, because that's right there. You're getting very close to the South Lake area, and that's just probably one or two levels up.
Rightfully named number 6, Prosper. 75078, Collin County. Got 151K out there for the median household income. And approximately 75.9 of his households are making 100K or better.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, Prosper's crushing right now.
And you drive that far to pay that much for a house? Whew, it's a long drive up there. It's like 10 miles past Frisco, isn't it?
It's a long way up.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go past the star, I mean, you just feel like you keep going.
I think the toll road like ends in Salina.
Yeah, you're in Oklahoma for sure.
You feel like you're in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Let's go to number 5 on the list, 75205. That's Dallas County stand up.
Okay. Is that Highland Park?
I don't think so. This is 156K is the median household income, with 61.5% of this households making 100K or better.
75205, you said?
75205, eating high on the hog out there. Eating high on the hog, you hear me? Number 4, we're going to keep it in Dallas County too. 75225, you're making the money out there. 161K for the median households.
Like Preston Hollow.
Gosh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think that's where I'd live if I was super, super rich. You know, there's like these little, like, in Preston Hollow, like you go in there and it's like just amazing houses,
beautiful
with
homes, old
like
homes,
yards and stuff like that. But you're still super close. You're within striking distance of everything.
Yeah.
I think that's where maybe Cuban might be.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay. We got another. Let me go. Where am I? Oh, here I go.
You're at the Mount Rushmore, aren't you? Or are we at the top three?
Top three, dog.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
75022. That's Flower Mound.
Whoa.
Bobby Bell, stand up.
That's Flower Mound making the money out here. $162K for the median household. 72.2% of the households earn $100K or greater. Hmm.
Oh, they got all that lakefront property there.
Yeah, that's Flower Mound's nice, man.
Get you a
nice
good view. Area. Wooded areas.
A couple of golf courses over there.
Yep.
Somebody said breed dogs. Okay.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
Like one room's just going to smell like a kennel.
And I get attached. You know what I mean?
Like, don't want to give them away.
Yeah, I don't want to give them away. Now we got eight dogs we live with. Something crazy like that. 76034. You're coming in at number two, Colleyville.
Oh, word up. Yeah, I'm a Bedford guy, and you can see the difference when you cross from old Bedford to...
It's near my guys, near my neighborhood.
To Colleyville. Man, sometimes you just say, like, driving through Colleyville, there's a couple of streets where it's just like a tunnel of big trees.
Yeah.
And then it's just the night. It's like one house upping the next one. And it's like for 10 minutes, you can just, like, you feel like you're driving through a paradise.
Lucius, what's that zip code again, please?
Flower Mound or Colleyville?
Colleyville.
76034.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody sit on the fan text right here.
I'm 76051.
Quickest way to get that money is a ski mask way.
Oh, no.
That's true.
No.
I mean, if you're just going for sheer efficiency, that's the one.
I'm not sure how long you're going to be able to keep it.
It's a high ceiling, low floor
the
situation.
Might be outside when you leave.
Somebody said, take Lucius's job in the pimp cup is how you get it.
There you go.
That's how you get the real monies.
817 says 150 ain't that much money anymore.
It's sad, but I mean...
doesn't feel like that much money.
No. Okay. So when I did my taxes 2 years ago, when I started making some money, they said, you made this much money this year. I said, no, I didn't. I spent that much money. I didn't make that much money.
Yeah, budget will inflate to the parameters of the whatever.
For some reason.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was making that type of money until they told me.
Felt about the same.
Yeah, then it was like, we'll be needing this, and this. Yeah. Capital gains tax. How about
I do have
it?
More junk around the house. Garage is full.
Coming in at number one. I think everybody kind of knows where it's going to go.
Yeah.
76092. You're eating high on the hog out there. South Lake, Tarrant County.
There it
How
is.
How much? What's the stats?
Man, okay, the medium household income is $240K,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just medium,
Getting
dude.
It done.
Approximately 81% of the households are making $100K or better. 81. That's damn near everybody over there.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to you, Southlake. You've done it. You've won. And thanks so much to Lucius Alexander. LA Live every night about 5:40-ish. It wraps up the Expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. Thanks to everybody for checking us out. At 9:03, just stopped by and met RJ and Troy in Mansfield. Super cool. Got an awesome Brew Crew
there
glass.
You go.
That's Elliot from Maybank. Salute to you. Okay, when we come back, Nation, it's time
Somebody says selling Sunny D.
Huh. Okay.
You said the crawfish boil.
Yeah, oh, somebody wow. selling Sunny D. Oh, no, there's no Sunny.
Hold the
D.
Sunny?
Yeah.
We got to run Nation Cowboys Twitter on the other side here on 105.3 The Family.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.